spray your plate.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Show is about your calls if you make them, and sometimes it's about your emails, though it seems like less and less often has it been about your emails. Just because when the calls come in, we don't have time for emails. So
and there's been a lot of calls.
So. But we are going to sneak in what is actually not an email. Could have been, I suppose. But it actually ended up being a piece of snail mail that you've been holding on to for like a week now, trying to get it on the air, Mark. So
yeah.
Let's start with that to make sure we can actually get it in tonight.
Well, it's a letter from Kevin, and he's seeking absolution from the priests of the Church of Libertarianism, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
It says, "Dear Mark, I'm writing to ask for advice from Free Talk Live on how to solve a personal problem. I've been listening to Free Talk Live for over 2 years now, and perhaps it's needless to say, I'm being persuaded more and more to the ideas of liberty. My problem is that my job leaves me in an unprincipled position vis-a-vis, I've never known how to pronounce that, a newfound beliefs in the ideas of liberty. I work for a company that contracts with the county government here in the rather large Midwestern city in which I live. The program for which I work provides services to the county Department of Child Services. Obviously, being an employee of a program that serves, that receives 100% of its funding from the county government is not the line in line with the principles of liberty. This, not to mention that regardless of the source of funding for this program, the work that I do for the Department of Child Services oftentimes is anti-liberty, so to speak. I would like to continue in the field of helping people, as I do believe that I have a vocational calling to serve others. So how do I fulfill that calling and be a principled and liberty-minded individual at the same time? What makes my dilemma even more difficult is that I have a wife, child, and mortgage. So I have to find a job that provides a comfortable income, comparable income to my current job. In other words, I have to be responsible and deliberate in how I would make the transition to a job that corresponds to the principles of liberty. Should I continue to advocate for liberty while I have my current job, or should I just keep my mouth shut until my job matches 100% with the principles of liberty? And I assume that means until I have a new job. Should I change my career path and jump into business? The problem there is that I have very little business experience. Maybe I should be content to be a mole in the system and not bother to change jobs. There are so many questions that come up for me in this dilemma. Hopefully you are starting to see how I am in what seems to be, to me, a difficult position. If you, Ian, or any of the other FTL hosts have any advice for me, I would greatly appreciate it. Maybe Julia could give some good guidance. I always do appreciate the viewpoint of an intelligent and level-headed female.
Anyway, well, unfortunately, Wayne is sitting in Julia's chair tonight.
He could pretend to be an intelligent and level-headed female if he'd like. Anyway.
Okay. Which part would he be pretending about?
I'm not sure.
Touche.
I look forward to hearing from FTL and keep up the good work on the show. I love it.
I was dealing with some technical difficulties, so I'll let you guys field that.
Well, I'll go ahead. I say it all the time, and I don't think that necessarily it is anti-liberty to be in a job where one chooses to, work for the government. If I'm going to have people in the government, and I am, I would prefer those people to be libertarians rather than not. Somebody's likely going to fill that position, get that pay, and do that job without any sort of thought processes to whom they're hurting or, the ideas of liberty at all. So I say keep the job, try to work it in as best you can. As far as job matching 100% with the principles of liberty, nothing's going to match 100% with the principles of liberty. And you've got to try to do your best in the situation that you're in. I say stay in the job and, do your best there. Try not to, try to discern which children are actually being hurt if you're, in some way taking them away from their families. I got that kind of impression. And, just do the best. Try not to be a bureaucrat.
Yeah, I agree. See, I also think it depends on how much you enjoy your job, too. If he likes his job for whatever reason, then that's okay. But as soon as you step over the line and you start to violate other people's liberties in order to enhance your position, that's where I'd say you go wrong. So as long as you can toe the line in that job, if you enjoy the job, it's fairly rewarding for you, and you're not stepping over that liberty line, then go for it. Stay there. Otherwise, just start to put out your intentions to find another career, and you probably will.
Okay, so 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. As I said, I was dealing with technical difficulties, but it sounded to me like you've got a government bureaucrat who's discovered the message of freedom and is now in kind of a quandary mentally as far as what he should do.
It's not an easy problem. I would find it difficult. I would not go looking for a job in the government sector. I understand what his dilemma is.
Yeah.
I don't think once you're there and then you sort of find out about these things that – you know, there's sort of, you know, the status quo. Your family's used to you providing for them and that kind of thing.
That's true. In some regions of the country, there are whole towns or counties where the only real high-paying jobs are with some branch of government. Unless you want to leave that part of the country, maybe you have family there, you have parents mm-hmm. there, it may not be an option for you.
So this gentleman is thinking about getting a new career. Is that right?
Yeah, he seems to enjoy his job, certainly wants to help people, as he said.
I think I heard him say he does things that are specifically anti-liberty as part of his job.
Well, specifically, he says he works for – he's contracted with the Department of Children's Services and oftentimes is anti-liberty, so to speak. The work that I do for the Department of Children's Services oftentimes is anti-liberty.
So is he a government worker or a contractor for the government?
Contractor for the government.
Oh, okay. Well, that's Yeah, I guess if you're a government worker, then it's possible you could just refuse to do the anti-liberty stuff and see if they fire you. But if you're a contractor, then they can definitely let go.
They're going to fire you pretty quick.
Right. Because if you're a government bureaucrat, you're pretty much immune in many cases. As long as you've been there, and they usually have like an initial trial phase that lasts like a year or two where you pretty much have to do everything they ask of you or demand of you. And then later on, it becomes almost impossible to fire you. So if that were the case, I would have recommended, well, let's test the waters and see if they will actually fire him. But since he's a contractor, they can just give him the axe anyway.
They will. Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough, man. That's it's a personal issue. I would never come down on somebody personally because they happen to be working for the state when they discovered liberty. If you feel as though that's the best place for you right now, as you suggested, perhaps being a mole on the inside, then there's some value to that, I'm sure, for many people. And if you can move on and get some sort of market-based work, then that's, I would say, the way to go. I don't know if it's possible in whatever it is he's doing.
You know, part of the reason that we were in the situation we are now is that a lot of statists and authoritarians have taken jobs in positions of authority within their community. When you have people who are liberty-oriented, who have positions of power in society, then as long as they're not abusing that power and they understand and respect other people's rights, then that can be a benefit to society.
Again, the toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. You guys are welcome to chime in on this. Perhaps you have some better suggestions. Maybe you have been in a similar situation. Perhaps you, or maybe you are in a similar situation. Perhaps you are working for the government or working as a government contractor and have begun to question perhaps the morality of the position that you're in. If you've got some suggestions for the gentleman here, the number is 800-259-9231.
Now, I guess that it begs another question is, well, what if you don't have the job in government, but the line of work that you want to get into, be it police or, public service mm-hmm. or whatever, is in the government, you know, should you look for another job in another field or, you know, I mean, I'm not even prepared to say that.
Well, I think we've come up against this before with young people that have been, for instance, interested in the longest time in being a government police officer. Then they find this show and, you know, they're just getting out of high school. They were getting ready to go into some sort of criminal justice path at a college, for instance, in order to become some sort of law enforcement officer. And they feel like, oh my gosh, should I continue doing this? Because, I mean, inevitably I'm going to be asked to enforce laws that I might disagree with. I'm going to be ordered to enforce laws that I disagree with.
And become addicted to adrenaline.
Well, maybe, maybe not. I mean, that's certainly a possibility. I guess if you know in advance that that's a possibility, maybe you could mitigate that a bit. But it is a tough decision and a tough place to be in. And I think if you know all that in advance, I think you're better off. And there is something to be said for having a liberty-oriented person in those positions of so-called power. More on the way. Would love your thoughts on this. It's Free Talk Live.
It's time now for the Encore Effect Minute, with thoughts and commentary to inspire you to achieve a remarkable performance in anything you do. Here's acclaimed speaker and best-selling author, Mark Sanborn.
Everyone is anxious before a speech, but I'm not as anxious as I once was, and I'm not even very nervous. Why? Because I've developed confidence and proficiency as a result of the preparation and practice I've put in. The link between preparation, practice, and proficiency applies to every kind of performance. You can't merely get psyched up to perform remarkably. You need to be adequately prepared as well. One bad performance can undermine a reputation, and it can take years to repair it. If you want to succeed, you have to prepare. The confidence you need can only come from doing something again and again and again. For the Encore Effect Radio Minute, I'm Mark Sanborn.
For more information on how you can achieve an encore performance, please visit MarkSanborn.com. That's MarkSanborn.com. Every day we are called to perform, at work, at home, in our communities. But is it possible to make every performance outstanding, the kind that leaves people applauding for an encore? Mark Sanborn, leadership expert and best-selling author, says that anyone can achieve a remarkable performance time after time. In his new book, The Encore Effect, Sanborn demonstrates how you can achieve extraordinary results in all aspects of your life. The Encore Effect by Mark Sanborn is available wherever books are sold.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki with over 1,700 pages created by listeners like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com, get interactive there. That's wiki, W-I-K-I, .freetalklive.com. And, yes, Mark, you want
SACL
to talk
CAI
about
SACL? Is the main sponsor of the show. Without SACL CAI, Free Talk Live wouldn't be where it is today. If you know somebody who has a business or you some kind of decision maker in a business, please consider SACL CAI for all your accounts receivable needs. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. You can find out more at the top banner on our website on the right-hand side, SACL CAI.
All right, coming up, the FBI claims that its agents now may have new powers. We'll talk about what that means and what it may entail for liberty in our lifetime. But first, we go to your phone calls. Brian is on the line in New Hampshire. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I spent the afternoon in Concord today at the federal, I don't know, district court. It said federal and court, and I don't know what the hell it was.
Yes, unfortunately, we were also in the same federal court building, and I wish none of us had to be there, but we were there. And do you want to tell our listeners why?
Sure. It was Lauren Canario's so-called trial. Lauren got picked up at some federal building. I'm not really sure what the details are. When she went to go get her camera that was stolen from her, there was apparently some kind of a federal warrant for her arrest for some activities she did at the IRS office in Keene, New Hampshire.
Right. It was a failure to appear. Lauren and Kat Canning, two of the activists here in New Hampshire, had gone to the IRS office to protest because they had earlier arrested Dave Ridley from the Ridley Report because he had gone into an IRS office and had handed them a piece of paper. They had arrested Dave Ridley for illegal flyering or something like that. That's not the name
of it.
He actually handed one to an employee of the IRS. That's all he did.
Handed one to the employee, and then he left another one on the table there. And they claimed that was the illegal distribution of handbills. That was the actual charge. And so Kat and Lauren had gone to the IRS. Because they'd harassed Dave, they decided to go and basically do the same thing and have their own protest at the IRS office. They were arrested at that time. They were released later later in that day and given $125 citations for failure to obey because the ICE guy that was there had ordered them to leave the IRS office. They did not leave. They were then arrested and again cited this $125 fine for failure to obey, which of course they did not pay, and nor did they go to the court date that was scheduled over not paying that $125 fine. So that's why they were in court today. That's why they arrested Lauren, was because she didn't go to court and they put out that warrant that you were talking about. So that's why she was there today. All of this was over her walking into an IRS office and standing still. That's what this was all about.
Yes, and we were there at the trial today, and I must say I was very impressed with the turnout. There were at least 20 people there, and I think by the time the trial started, there were 30 people there. We were packing it. We're packing the courtroom, and it's very interesting that as soon as we would add a person, as soon as someone would come in on our side, they'd kind of, go around the building and grab somebody off the desk and bring them in. So there would be just as many of them as there are of us.
Yeah, that's funny, isn't it?
They were trying to show a show of force against us.
Right, there were like a dozen cops in there, and there were so many court personnel that seemed totally unnecessary. There was just a line of them sitting along the side of the room doing absolutely nothing. And it was interesting because some of the activists were saying that. It's always seemed as though they've tried to match the amount of activists that we have in the courtroom. And I don't know, I think we might have had them outnumbered today. I didn't really count myself.
I think so. Just looking around, it's like they were all on one side of this big, barrier, this mahogany, really nice looking barrier. And we were
The courtroom, before you go, Brian, the courtroom in there, the light fixtures, I think, in that courtroom cost more than my home. It was incredible the amount of opulence there at the sort of church to the state that they had. The reverence, of course, of the court bureaucrats for the head bureaucrat there in the dress.
The grand poobah.
It was a strange thing. I haven't seen a lot of court cases, but it was a weird experience.
There were certainly some opulence there. But there were two, actually, a couple cool things and a sad thing that happened. The cool things that when we got to the court, they wheeled Lauren in a wheelchair.
Yes.
Because she wouldn't comply, of course. That's the only way to move her around. And when she came in, everybody stood.
Well, all of our friends stood.
Well, yes, her supporters stood. And then, of course, when the bailiff or whoever said, all rise, you know, when the guy in the robe came in, none of us stood. Of course, all of them stood then at that point.
One thing you forgot to mention is that one of our, the group of liberty lovers in the courtroom said, when Lauren came in, said, all rise for the honorable defendant, Lauren Canario. And I thought that was hilarious. And the courtroom sort of atmosphere was not maintained.
No,
in that
they were tolerating an awful lot from
there was
the
a lot of,
gallery.
There was a lot of talking. You know, every once in a while there would be some sort of, louder than normal. Speaking, sort of, talking about how silly all this was. Questions were being Dave Ridley from Ridley Report, myself, some other reporter were asking questions of Lauren across,
just throwing the
span,
questions out there. Yeah.
From the audience area to, up past a couple of tables to where Lauren was, and so the whole
across the sacred barrier where we don't dare touch.
Right.
Jim, Lauren's husband at one point actually crossed that barrier after they brought her in for. I guess he was intended to go up and sit with her and support her.
He said that he was her counsel.
Yeah.
And it's kind of interesting to me because why can't he be her counsel? Why can't a woman's husband be her counsel? And well, the answer is he hasn't sworn an oath to the great church of the mm-hmm. state there that we were in, and that was a problem.
But I think it's interesting that you point out that the atmosphere in the courtroom was very different than how it might have been if, let's say, it was just Lauren that was on trial, and maybe Jim, her husband, and one other person were the only people that were on her side that had showed up. If they were tossing out questions to Lauren in that kind of situation, where if it was them that were the only ones there, you can better believe those cops or that judge or whoever would have put a stop to that behavior. They would have been threatened. They would have been told, order in the court, shut up, sit down. You can't do that in here. But because the courtroom was, at least the peanut gallery area, was dominated by free staters, by liberty lovers here in New Hampshire, and I don't know if they were all free staters. Many, there might have been some New Hampshire natives there. But because our people, the good side, was dominating the courtroom, there wasn't much they could say. I mean, they'd have to arrest everybody. If everybody kept doing what they were doing, they'd have to have some sort of mass arrest, which they didn't have enough people in there for that. So there really is something to be said for power and numbers. And I want to come back and get more of your thoughts, Brian. I know that we've just started to discuss what happened today in Lauren Canario's trial. Also, Kat Canning apparently had a hearing later on in the day. She was arrested.
They nabbed her.
Right. She was arrested right outside of the trial. More on the way.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings accounts? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665, and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at FuelSaverINC.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. We've got over for about 400,000 posts, probably across that mark at this point. But anyway, lots of posts for you to surf around through. So head on over to bbs.freetalklive.com. Get interactive with a couple thousand of our listeners there. There's a lot to talk about, serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com.
A new online store featuring whimsical decorative knobs and pulls is open for business. Funknobs.com is catered towards customers looking to give the playroom, kids room, bathroom, or even the kitchen a unique fun flair. Call toll-free for customer service is also available at 1-877-820-9224. Funknobs.com is the creation of parent company Internobs.com, online since 2004. That's 1-877-820-9224. Funknobs.com.
So we are talking with Brian from New Hampshire, and he was actually out with us today, as well as a couple dozen other people, maybe 20 people or so. We're out there. You said maybe as high as 30, Brian. In fact, there were so many people that we had that at this court trial for Lauren Canario that there were enough people to fill up most of the seats on one side of the courtroom, as well as still leaving enough people to be outside to wave banners and hold signs and stuff like that. And we'd started talking about what had happened today. Of course, the reason Lauren was in court was she didn't show up for an earlier trial, which was all over her walking into an IRS office wearing a V for Vendetta mask. And they didn't like that very much, the fact that she was there in the first place, and secondly, that she didn't deem their trial important enough to show up to. So that's what the reason why she was there today. And when Lauren was wheeled in her wheelchair, because she won't cooperatively go anywhere with the government police, everyone in the audience that we knew stood up for Lauren, and then when the judge came in, we all remained seated. And we were just sort of, getting into the case at this point. What were some of your observations?
Well, first of all, when they rolled Lauren out in the wheelchair, you know, here's this beautiful woman who hasn't hurt anybody, you know, touched anybody, still has a smile on her face, you know, knowing she has all this support back there. And, you know, she is one of the reasons why I moved here in the first place, because, you know, there are people out there being brave and putting up with this, you know, Leviathan that we've got. They brought out, you know, witness after witness after witness. I think there was four cops who came and told their side of the story that lasted, what, 2 or 3 minutes. I mean, the incident really wasn't that long. They talked about Kat Canning and Lauren Canario and a male photographer, some unknown, unnamed a male who was doing the photography at that event.
Yeah.
Wonder who that could have been.
That was me.
They would have their witnesses, and you know the cop would talk about all this stuff, and Lauren was able to give her cross examination, I guess. You know, of course she didn't have a lawyer there, but she got up and you could hear the chains on her ankles. I mean, you know, she's a real threat to society, right?
Right.
These chains on her ankles go, you know, clacking around as she gets up there to the microphone, and the first thing she did was put up on the big telescreen there that was, you know, broadcast throughout the entire courtroom, a handwritten note that said, "Who is the victim?" And she kept that up there as she asked these cops questions.
I loved that. I just thought that was brilliant. I honestly didn't expect Lauren to do anything as far as a defense is concerned. Normally, she's sort of been known to keep silent when dealing with the government people, but in this case, it was a pleasant surprise to see her get up there and ask cops questions, questions that they did not have very good answers for. I thought the most telling was the first cop that she I think it was the second one. Anyway, the second cop that she cross-examined, she asked him about his oath. Did you swear an oath to uphold the Constitution? He said, "Oh, yeah, I'm familiar with the Constitution." And she says, "Well, okay, well, what about the freedom to assemble and the right to petition for redress of grievances? What amendment is that?" What was his answer?
The second, I think.
No, that was the second
amendment.
No, that was the other chick. The woman said she thought it was the Second Amendment. The guy didn't know. He didn't even venture a guess at it. And so she made these cops look like asses on the stand because they claimed to swear an oath to uphold the Constitution, but they couldn't even tell you anything about the First Amendment. I mean, I understand Constitution, you have to, it's pretty long.
Right,
so,
and the Ninth and Tenth Amendments, you know, maybe I couldn't quote those things verbatim.
Yeah.
But
you didn't swear an oath.
That's true.
They did. So the very least, you could get the First Amendment
it's not,
right.
It's not our Constitution. It's their Constitution.
Right.
That's the thing. That means nothing to me. It's their rules to live by.
Well, apparently it doesn't mean much to them either, and nor does it appear to matter that it doesn't mean anything to them. I mean, it was funny for all of us, and it was also another example of what the courtroom atmosphere was like. When that cop first botched that question, everybody laughed at him.
Yeah.
Everybody, all of our people in the court were laughing.
You know that, as a matter of fact, another guy who I was listening to, another Liberty lover, went out in the hallway, and he was listening to them, you know, sort of having their little post witnessing powwow there, and they were sort of arguing over which amendments were which amongst themselves. You know, so they felt the sting of you know, the group from not knowing about this document that they swore an oath to. And at the very end, and I don't know if I'm skipping ahead here, the judge referenced the First Amendment, sort of said you do have the right to peaceably assemble out there on the sidewalk, not in in a federal court building
or
something.
Your Honor.
It doesn't say that. And you know what he failed to mention, of course, is that
it might say that in their laws and their statutes.
Right, but the Congress shall make no law. It's the first damn line in the Bill of Rights.
It's a statute. It's a code. It's not law.
Look, aren't the laws based on aren't the statutes based on the laws? Aren't the laws based on the Constitution? I mean, isn't it the highest law in the land?
You'd both think.
That's the idea, at least.
Well, we were definitely in a lion's den there. You know, I mean, this is a federal government that's just so far gone. You know, it was really more to show support for our friends.
Sure.
And, I don't know, entertainment. But I didn't expect anybody there to all of a sudden get an epiphany that, well, maybe these guys are right.
No, and I'm sure Lauren
has to work more at the local and state level, but the feds are long gone.
Oh, I don't think Lauren had any expectation that her defense was going to do anything for her, but it certainly was entertaining to watch those cops essentially being raked over the coals by her. And she didn't really ask them that many questions, just basically the questions about the Constitution. The trial was pretty much just the same story over and over again. Each cop got up and told, you know, their version of the same exact story with all kinds of minutiae and useless detail. But then things got to the end of the trial where the judge decided that she was guilty, which I think pretty much everyone expected.
I was aghast.
And then the judge allowed Lauren and the prosecutor some final, I guess, post-guilty closing statements. And
well, it's the statements that one makes after sentencing. You know, one gets to make a statement okay. when sentencing comes about. You know, Your Honor,
actually,
I'm
before
sorry.
Sentencing. It was before sentencing, so it was after his guilty
verdict. I'm sorry, before sentencing. Yeah, you get to make a statement before sentencing. You don't get to make a statement after sentencing.
So, Lauren, I don't recall exactly what her statement was there. I think it was just recapping that she didn't hurt anybody.
Her statement was something to the effect that no one was harmed here. There was no property damaged. I don't see what the problem is. What's your deal? And, of course, the prosector said,
that was the most interesting part.
These people can't be controlled. They're out of control.
I thought what the prosecutor's closing statement there was the most interesting part of the entire affair because he actually basically said, we're scared. He basically told the judge, this is these free staters, these liberty activists, they need to be, you need to send them a message. You need to send, to give this woman the maximum penalty, which would have been 30 days in jail. You need to give that maximum penalty to send a message to these people to stop them from doing what they're doing. This man and his crew, these federal goons, they are frightened to death of what is happening here, and they want to crack down in order to put a stop to it. And that just tells me, that just screamed out that people need to get here as soon as they possibly can, because these federal goons, they can't respond fast enough if you keep coming here and keep getting active, and they are frightened of what's happening.
I'd say that should be a fair warning to those that would do civil disobedience, that this is about the end of whatever leniency is
you
going
think?
To... I do.
Okay.
Yeah,
as
I do.
Possible. Brian, I want to get your thoughts still. Hang on. 800-259-9231 on the closing statement from the prosecutor. I thought it was awfully telling. These people are getting mighty nervous. And you may be right, Mark. Maybe they are preparing for a crackdown, preparing to lash out. But that, if they do that, we'll just bring more people here and bring them sooner. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com features a full line of products for college students like Pepperspray and Mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988. 9988.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-3300. 928-0408. I'll say it again, 928-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, the stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring whatever you want to the table. Just dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Talk about what you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
That number brought to you by SACL CAI. That, again, is 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, we ask that you become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. Learn more about the program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. All we ask is $3 a month. You send that in via PayPal, any major credit card, or some alternative options. We take that, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country, as well as more internet connections, bringing new listeners to this program and thereby exposing them to the message of freedom and liberty. Plus, you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Go get all the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. We're on the line with Brian, who is one of our amplifiers, and he's been on the line here for a little while. We've been going over what happened today in federal court in Concord, New Hampshire, where our friend and super activist Lauren Canario, who we've talked about quite a bit in the past on this program because she is just that outstanding, was on trial. And the reason wasn't because she hurt anybody, wasn't because she destroyed any property, was because she was standing in the IRS office with a V for Vendetta mask on and didn't leave when the men in uniform had come around to demand that she leave.
She was out of control.
She was not complying with their rules.
This is correct. And then she did not. She further did not comply by not showing up to their little show trial that they had originally scheduled for her. So they snatched her when she came in to try to get her video camera that they'd stolen from her a year earlier. They took her, put her in a prison cell or in a jail cell, and then she showed up for her trial this afternoon. There was tremendous amount of support in there for her, which I'm sure it's got to feel good to come into a courtroom like that and see so many friendly faces sitting there, whereas I'm sure there are so many people that get into some sort of situation with the government, whether it be over marijuana or whatever, and, you know, mom and dad don't even show up to court. Lauren had at least 20 friends sitting there in court, not only sitting there, but standing for her, sitting for the judge, and just laughing at the asininity of these bureaucrats. The Lauren's questioning managed to expose these police. They had to admit on the stand that they didn't even know what the First Amendment was of the Constitution they supposedly swore to uphold. So it was a fascinating trial, even though, as you pointed out earlier, it was just all for show. Still an amazing occasion. But what I found most interesting was the prosecutor at the very end was basically begging the judge to give the maximum sentence because he wanted to send a message to all these liberty activists in the state, whether they be free staters or just New Hampshire oriented or New Hampshire born liberty activists. And the judge actually ended up handing down a 15-day sentence as opposed to the maximum 30 days. But nonetheless, it was really telling that the prosecutor was essentially begging for the maximum because he wanted to send a message. And I wanted to get your thoughts on that as another observer.
Well, yeah. One thing that we didn't cover here a little earlier is that the first witness that came out, the first cop, he was kind of the head constable there. Mm-hmm. And he had been trolling the internet, and he had gone on this site called nhunderground.com.
Yes.
And that's why he knew that there was something up. He said that there were two posts from two women who, quote, you know, he said, wanted to be arrested. We're going to go down to the IRS building because we want to be arrested. And he actually had the, you know, bureaucratic forethought to call. He didn't have any women, I guess, women officers in his area there.
Mm-hmm.
So he called the Boston Bureau, and they actually sent a woman up from Boston up to Keene just in case this threat on this NH Underground, you know, site was true.
Yeah.
Well, you know, those threats, up till now, threats have been true. Pretty much any time some civil disobedience has been planned on the NH Underground, it has come to fruition. So, you know, these bureaucrats have every reason to believe that this is so.
I just kind of
thought to myself, you know, what if somebody said, you know, had an account, created a new account, a super activist or something like that, and says, well, I'm going to hold an IRS protest, wear a V for Vendetta mask, hold a sign that says taxes fund torture, and not leave if asked in the Berlin IRS office. And then next week, no, the Manchester IRS office. I mean, you know, running these bureaucrats all over
and
the
never
state,
actually show up, never actually do the protest.
Right, to the point where they can't rely on what is going on.
Misinformation or disinformation. I think that's a brilliant idea, and I'm surprised nobody has actually posited it before to actually have, and then not just somebody new sign up, but to have the longtime activists like Lauren or Kat, the people that they are keeping an eye on, just start posting fake events. And of course that might not be good, because if everybody's not in on it, then people could show up expecting something to happen. But nonetheless, I do like the idea, and I think it's great to possibly have them misdirected.
Well, yeah, I love that idea. But the whole thing about the NH Underground is this cop was trolling around there looking for things. I mean, it was the best ad that the NHUnderground.com could ever have. You know, these guys were just afraid of this.
And
that brought back around to his closing remarks. You know, oh, dear Judge, a man in a dress up there, we need to, you know, send a message to these people, like you said earlier, that, you know, this kind of activity isn't going to be tolerated in our, you know, environment here, because we have rules, you know,
right.
we have to do things. We need to send a message out there.
Do you feel like Mark might be right in thinking that there's a crackdown coming, that things could get a little bit more serious?
I don't see that yet. I'm sure it's on the way at some point.
You have to wonder about that, because I mean, look at the demeanor in the courtroom today. I mean, people were laughing at these bureaucrats. They were talking over the golden divider. There were all kinds of things that are going on today in that courtroom that never would be allowed to go on if it were just a regular day in court filled with regular obedient little citizens. And I just think the numbers are going to overwhelm these people, and they don't know quite what to do about it. Obviously, their only response is to crack down, so I understand
their only possible response is to crack down. I mean, ignoring it hasn't worked.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, there's cameras in the courtroom, obviously, that they have. So how do you know they weren't letting everyone do that just so they could play the film back to their other bureaucrat friends and show them what a spectacle that these free staters are making in court?
I don't know.
And get everybody whipped up. These people are laughing in the face of our power.
We're going to keep laughing at them. Even if they crack down, we'll keep laughing.
Bring it on. I'd love to see, you know, this whole thing recorded and used as a, you know, class and example for these bureaucrats about how to handle us. How would you handle us? A bunch of nonviolent people sitting back? They have no concept of that. They have no way to deal with our kind of activism.
Yeah, they don't know what to do.
Yeah, they're used to dealing with violent criminals who have stolen or raped or killed or whatever. And all of a sudden you have these people that aren't really hurting anybody who are coming into court and making a spectacle in court over the law. that they're supposed to be upholding.
And making them look like asses as well at the same time.
They're making a spectacle of their own law. When the judge sits up there, quotes the First Amendment, and then fails to mention Congress shall make no law in front of it, I mean, that's a spectacle. The highest law on the land is the Constitution, and that guy in that dress spit all over it, and he let his little minions with their silly badges and all their belts full of crap, it was disgusting.
So it shows a gross dereliction of duty, really.
Sure. Well, if they crack down, then that's just going to show more people what they truly are, and that is a violent group of individuals, men and women, doing business at the threat of violence. Oh, that was the other thing I thought was interesting. How many times did they reference business, that what the IRS was doing was business? They used the term business countless times during this trial.
They used the term customer.
Yeah,
customer,
This whole idea rested on, well, there was a customer at the IRS office that these, Vendetta women, with their masks on, they were interrupting business with a customer. And I'm thinking, the IRS doesn't have any customers, they're victims.
Yep, it was just amazing. Yeah, their whole mindset is just so bewildering. And then there was one more thing. There was one of the cops that was kind of keeping an eye on everybody. And at one point, he was actually asked by Dave Ridley or someone like that, how he could justify doing what he does. Doesn't he think what he's doing is wrong or something to that effect? And this guy had no answer. He did not want to answer the question. These people are being put into a very uncomfortable position, and if they keep cracking down, it's just going to make things more uncomfortable for them as they attract more activists here, people like you, Brian, people like me, that are here sooner rather than later because of people like Lauren and Russell and these other super activists, these non-cooperatives. It's just going to get worse for them, but it's up to them how to handle this. They could just ignore us, and then there wouldn't be much that would come of that. But if they crack down, then more people are going to show up in court. More people are going to laugh at them, and more people are going to make fun of them. And if people are making fun of and laughing at the government, then that's one of the worst things that can happen to it, because it wants people to take it seriously. They want to be taken seriously. They want people to look at them and be fearful and be frightened and to be in awe of them. But if people are laughing at them, it's almost over. I thank you, Brian, for your insight and your thoughts tonight. Appreciate the extended conversation. 800-259-9231. So their days are numbered. The question is how many days are there left? Really, it's in their hands. How are they going to handle this? Because we're not going to stop. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2's coming up.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan.